This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
On the next Deep Breeze, we'll hear a piece from Danish trumpeter Polly Mickelborg's tribute to Miles Davis that was inspired by the colors of the legend's aura, plus exotic sounds from Makanuchi Bento, Yan Lin Chen, and Tatiana Koleva. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXC every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson looking for a parking space and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXC. Tune in anytime and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXC an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXC.org or call 518-697-7400 to keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Meredith Coy of Atlanta, Georgia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holdrich reports for Columbia Green Media that one of the three wells that supplies drinking water for the people of Valencia is contaminated with the forever chemical PFOS. Village Mayor Frank Bevins said February 2nd, and I quote, "We exceeded the MCL. So when that happens, we immediately shut down that well. We contacted the county health department, and we're working with the county health department and the state health department because we're under their guidance when it comes to stuff like this," end quote. The well tested 14 parts per trillion, exceeding New York's limit of 10 PPT. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "They found out in the fourth quarter of 2021, and they immediately switched the well off. So there are no issues for any of the residents whatsoever," end quote. Except for the tainted water residents drank before the well was shut down. PFOS, a toxic chemical, has also been found recently in the drinking water at New Lebanon Junior Senior High School, in Cairo's drinking water in Columbia County, at two locations in Rensselaer County, and in Newburgh. Read more about this story in Columbia Green Media. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order January 31st, extending a statewide disaster declaration and postponing a law that would require nursing homes to boost spending on resident care and staffing while capping profits at 5%. The law is now suspended through at least March 1st. Two new reports found that the nursing home suing to block the law would have reported over $510 million in, and I quote, "excess," end quote, profits had the law been in effect in 2019. Richard Mallott, executive director of the Long-Term Care Community Coalition, a group that advocates for better nursing home care, said, and I quote, "Nursing homes are entrusted to provide decent care and dignity for our most vulnerable residents. The fact that so many joined in this lawsuit to avoid even modest financial accountability speaks volumes about the industry's priorities. Is there anything that we can do to get them to stop putting profits over patients?" End quote. The law that is being delayed would require nursing homes to spend at least 70% of their annual gross revenues on resident care, including at least 40% on staff. A report issued last week by the Center for Medicare Advocacy found that New York nursing homes already receive hundreds of millions of dollars that they could redirect to resident care. The report concluded, and I quote, "Policymakers must require greater transparency and accountability in how facilities spend the money they receive for care before they consider increasing payments to facilities," end quote. Hochul's office did not respond to a request seeking comment, but a spokesperson for the State Department of Health said that nursing homes were still encouraged to comply with the law, but would not be penalized if they didn't, and I quote, "in light of the current staffing crisis," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Representative Antonio Delgado had $5 million more in campaign funds than Republican challenger Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro in their 19th congressional district election. Molinaro must defeat Republican Brandon Bucola in a June primary to face off against Delgado, who so far does not have any challenges from his party. Delgado ended the year with $5,480,936.71 in cash on hand, according to the Federal Elections Commission. Molinaro, who began his campaign in September, had $423,619.64. Delgado is completing his second term after beating Republican John Faso in 2018. Both candidates live in Dutchess County, with Delgado in Rhinebeck and Molinaro in Red Hook, while serving his third four-year term as Dutchess County Executive. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 1 degree. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 0 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 28 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 17. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Beth R. of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
number.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Here is 2022 music from Animal Collective. Their new album is called Time Skiffs, and this is the track Walker.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
2022 new music there from Kamisi Washington. That's The Garden Path.
Number 8.
Here's a 2022 track from the British artist Scanner from his album Structura Revisited. This is The Earthbound Fox on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
That was the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio with Don't Worry About What I Do from Get the Steppin' 2022 album on WGXC.
Number
6.
From the year 2022, that was Flight to Sodom from Matmos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your home for new and interesting sounds.
Number
5.
వాడదు నాడదు ఉన్నతరనే అశల్ ఎడఫు అడుగులు నీ మరహాన్నే తెహదు ఎడరు వాడదు ఉన్నతరనే చెల్లెడఫు అడుగులు నీ فدنارنيت قديش مشي الجن تدكاني عشرنيت على غفية بس تلاجتن شنجاني شوارة مظلج ترى هنيت تقيم الهين ما غير هنيت والهين ما غير ما غير ما غير ترى هنيت
That was the band Imaran from their 2022 album A Boogie. That was the track Achinkad on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4444444.
Here's a 2022 song from Jenny Hval. It's called Year of Love.
Isn't that how the song goes? I wore black jeans and coating because I wanted to make sure I seemed relaxed. It's just for contractual reasons, I explained. Institution than the industry. industrial happiness complex.
Thank you.
That was the song Mountain Water from 2022 from Dubocage and Lee Scratch Perry on the radio at WGXC.
Number
two.
From the 2022 album Dodging Dues, that was Cassandra from Garcia Peoples. They're based in Ulster County and include Copakes PG6 as well. On the radio at WGXC 90.7 F.
Number
one.
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 One.